Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Belgium. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. However, if you're catching us on a Tuesday or Thursday broadcast, this is designated for my special guests that have book launches, product launches, events that they're speaking at, something that they want to promote, or I want to highlight this specific guest for whatever specific reason. So that is the purpose of this show today. Now, in order for you to not miss an episode, you can subscribe wherever you're listening at currently. You can subscribe to Blog Talk Radio. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app. So search for the show, subscribe, and do not miss an episode. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Join us on Facebook. You can join in with all the guests and talk back and forth. Amazing. On the show, I have impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. This is indeed a live show, so you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. My team is standing by for your phone call. So please help me welcome to the show, Jenny Bellinger. Hey, Jenny, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Sean. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing amazing, except I had some kind of like weird sneezing thing right before we jumped on. I'm like, what the heck was that? And so I think it's going to be a great show.
Awesome. Yay. Fun surprises, right?
Right. So we met last year at Steve Olsch's event in San Diego last September, New Media Summit. And I was actually blown away listening to your story. I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to have her on the show. So I am super pumped to have a conversation with you this evening.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, you know, I really enjoyed hearing your story too. So I love sharing it with people when I'm talking to them.
Perfect. I love it. So the episode today is titled Why Selling Sucks and How You Can Make Money Not Selling with Jenny Bellinger. Jenny is a talented, entertaining, and dynamic coach and public speaker, helping her clients in direct sales to create businesses that exceed their financial goals and allow them to dream bigger dreams. She has been coaching in direct sales for over 6 years and training for over 10 years. Jenny started her adult life as a middle school science teacher, became a stay-at-home mom, and started a direct sales business and became internationally recognized at her company. She realized that she absolutely loved helping people promote to reach their goals, whether they were on her team or not. She pursued coaching certification and has built a coaching and speaking business to help direct sales professionals grow into their goals. Research posted on the FTC website indicates that by 5 years, 90% of direct sales reps have quit. Jenny's effective methods and personal relations will help your audience gain a new perspective on how to be successful. www.facebook.com/levelupcoachllc. She's also on LinkedIn. So connect with her. I promise you, she will blow you away with her sales tactics. So, like, seriously, like 90% of direct sales reps quit within 5 years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the reason, it's really shocking. And what what the reason why I think that happens is, number one, because a lot of people who get into the business don't treat it like a business. They don't set goals. They don't know what they're getting into. You know, they've been told that this is going to be easy. It is so easy to do this. It's so easy to sell. And so they go into it assuming that it's not going to take work.
Right. So let's start here. What is direct sales?
Direct sales would be the people that you think of going into somebody's home with a group of ladies to sell a product.
Like Mary Kay.
So it can be, yeah, it could be Mary Kay, Tupperware, a lot of the really popular companies around where I am, which is I'm in the Midwest. So right now, the really popular companies where they, you know, meet somebody at a party, you know, get them, you know, talk to them about having their own party, getting free or discounted product, whatever that may be, and then they go have a party at their house.
So
that would
sounds
be direct
like,
sales.
Like candlelight party, like tea lights, like
yes.
What was that company? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. So
there's one called Party
direct,
Light, there's one called Sensi.
Sensi. Isn't that multi-level marketing though?
Well, they're very similar, and there's a lot of overlap between direct sales and multi-level marketing. Direct sales is a particular model where they are going out to sell a product, and then anybody that they bring onto their team that they personally recruit goes under them. Okay? In multi-level marketing, there's a product of some sort, but then when they bring somebody on, they are instructed to put people in various legs to create strong legs, strong teams in various areas. So, you know, Sean, you may recruit Jenny in a multi-level marketing situation, but I may not be directly under you. You might put me under somebody else because you go, oh, she's going to be a rock star. So I'm going to put her over here because they need more sales over here. Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's all about the multi-level portion, right? It's all about figuring out which leg, where in the level to put them to create a stronger team of people. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. So does direct sales have anything to do with network marketing? Because they moved from the multi-level marketing platform and calling it, you know, MLMs, because they got such bad names from, like, you know, Amway and Quickstar and, you know, all that stuff, Avon or whatever. They started moving away from, I mean, really just network marketing. Like, is there still a difference besides, you know, MLMs, network marketing, and direct sales?
Well, network marketing, I think, is just a more general term that applies to both of those. Because it's all about there's no retail location. So it really is all about building a network of clients, hostesses, and team members. And the only way you're going to do that is by getting out there and meeting more people and marketing your business that way through the networking process.
Yep. I really wanted people to – the reason I ask these questions, I really want people to get the difference between direct sales and the stuff that you see, six figures in 30 days, right?
Yeah.
All the Facebook stuff, like, I can show you how to make six figures in an hour, you know what I mean? Live the life of your dreams in 3 months, you know, in 90 days, be financially free, you know, overnight, blah, 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 blah. And the direct sales people are going, we'll see. You know
right.
I mean? All the MLM people are like, ooh, nice marketing ploy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So direct sales
and
people, they know.
Go ahead.
I'll say I have some friends that sold Cutco Cutlery.
Uh-huh.
And it took them a while to get to six figures. You know, but once they did, it was like you were building a network regardless. You know what I mean? You were building your clientele. You were building, you know, your people to go to. You know what I mean? So I think that it's very critical to know the difference when you hear people say, I'm in direct sales or I'm in, you know, an MLM, or because it's really well. But we were in somebody's house doing parties, doing the tastings, you know, all that stuff. And people bought, you know, and I said, hey, if you want to make a business out of this, here's what you would do. You would join up, and then we talked about the business side, because they were pushing the legs. They were pushing the multi-levels. They were pushing, like, you need to get paid to, you know, like, everything that they sell, you get a penny of, you know, whatever. And
right.
Some people just don't want to do that. Some people just want to, they literally just want to be a customer. So if we could transition, unless you want to have something else to say, we could transition to, because I think it's very critical what we talked about, how building a team could actually cost more money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When people aren't paying attention to how they're going to be strategic in their growth, if they do something for the sake of trying to reach that next incentive carrot. So it could be that they are, you know, if they just bring one more person on their team, they earn a promotion, or they earn the trip, or they earn the car, or the whatever the incentive is, some sort of cash bonus or something, right? But they bring on somebody who was really a loyal customer, so they may have been making, I don't know, like, let's say 35% commission on everything that person bought, and they were a loyal customer, right? So they're making 35% on everything they bought. Well, when they transition them over and just say, well, why don't, you know, you could be saving X amount if you actually, you know, quote unquote, sell for it, you know, and they're not recruiting somebody who wants to do the business. They're bringing somebody in for the purpose of, for their own benefit, to earn X, Y, or Z.
Right.
You know, that's where it's, you know, the team building is actually going to cost them money, because now instead of making 35% on everything that person buys, when they go in and make their own purchase, they're only going to maybe make 5% on them. So they just gave themselves a 30% pay cut on their own paycheck on somebody who's not wanting to necessarily do the business. Now, that's not to say that somebody doesn't get in and start going to the trainings and realize what the opportunity is that's out there for them, and they could actually start doing the business and they might actually make more money. But as you see, in 5 years, 90% of people are out. So it's really because it's the reason people get into the business, and whether or not they are going have the capacity to do the work that it takes to actually make the business work and make money.
Right. Here's what I hear you saying. My sister is a high-ranking professional in Unique, the Unique makeup. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She sells way more than putting people in the business. And she makes way more money.
Yep.
I mean, my sister's like, all I need is like another $50 and I move to the next level. And then all of a sudden I see a Facebook post like, oh my God, I just reached this next level. Now I need like 1,000 or, you know, whatever it is, whatever. And she's always doing like Facebook videos to, you know, here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. Here's how this makeup. Here's this brush. Here's the Unique new palette. Here's, you know, whatever. She's always marketing. She's always doing everything. She's always doing pictures, whatever. And I was like, doesn't Unique do like the multi-level marketing? Doesn't she? Goes, oh, whatever. Like, I have people that just want to buy it just because. And so she figured out early on from my experience. And I told her, I was like, you have to build relationships. Have to.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't sell the business, you can still sell the makeup. Like, you don't have to sell. Like, it's not about getting somebody in a leg.
Right.
It's not about that. What it's about is building a relationship and a recurring revenue. And then people will see what this is about, and then they'll probably join anyways because they love the product.
Absolutely. And that was definitely my experience, because obviously I was in direct sales for 7 years before I became a direct sales coach. And my experience was there were people who watched when I started the business, and then about 18 months after I started, there were people who were starting to approach me saying, hey, you know, you're little Miss ADD, and you've been sticking with this for 18 months, and you're making money, and you're earning trips, and you're doing this, and you're doing this. How do I get in on this? You know, so people were paying attention to what I was doing and following to see my success, or if I was going to crash and burn or whatever. And so it's not unusual when somebody has a successful business in direct sales or network marketing or whatever you want to call it, for them to have people who will then approach them and say, it looks like you're doing really well. Can you tell me more about it?
Right.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And she's had people do that.
And I think, too, you know, the selling portion is for a vast majority of companies. That's going to be where most people make a vast majority of their money. They're going to make more money on their own personal sales because they're going to get higher commissions on that. But for somebody who's really interested in becoming one of those people that they talk about who are making, you know, $100,000 a month or whatever,
those are
the team builders. Those are the people who are just going out there and helping to build and, you know, offering the opportunity to people who are looking for another stream of income. And those team builders, those are the ones who are making those hundreds of thousands of dollars every month because they are building a team of people. So that's where that income comes from. It's not the people who are out there because you literally only have a certain amount of time in any given day to go out and sell.
Right.
You've got 24 hours just like everybody else, right? Well, most people are sleeping 5 to 6 hours of that time. So there you go. That's less time to sell. So, I mean, you have limitations to how much you can sell. So if you're wanting to increase your paycheck, it is about team building, but you want to be strategic about it. Again, you don't want to bring on those kidnappers, the ones who come in buy a kit and then you never hear from them again, right? Because they're doing it for the discount. That's not going to help you build your business. And it's a very short-lived reward to earn X, Y, or Z if somebody comes in as a kidnapper.
Yep. Let me ask you this, and this is just a perspective question. Direct sales, and we already talked about what direct sales is. I have an ebook for sale. You have coaching packages for sale. Wouldn't that be considered direct sales?
Absolutely. Selling directly from me to you. Yep.
Yep. I just wanted to, because, you know, we had talked about, you know, because I think it's funny that, you know, when we talk about direct sales, everybody says, oh, God, it's a scam. It's a multi-level market. It's this, that, like, because of so many companies. Yep, it's a pyramid. Like, there's so many companies that have ruined it for people. You know, when you have, you know, Amway and Quickstar were the biggest ones that you know, they got sued and it's a pyramid, you know, whatever. You know, in the state of Utah, that's where most, if not all, of the MLMs and network marketing companies come from. Monavie started there. Unique is there. You know, a lot of these companies that, you know, like Pampered Chef, Scentsy, like a lot of those, like, companies are all in Utah. And I think it's incredible that people, when you hear about, like, oh, I'm in direct sales, like, oh, yeah, what company are you with? Like, what? Like, what's a scam? And what, you know, it's like they hear these words, direct sales, multi-level marketing, network marketing. They hear MLM, like they hear these buzzwords and they're like automatically turned off because, like you said, 90% of the sales reps quit because it is tough. It is a tough business.
Well, I don't think it's any tougher than any other business. It's just a matter of what their perspective was or what their expectations were when they started their business. Because again, like I said, there's a lot of people who get into it because the person who brought them in said, oh, it's so easy.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it is easy. It's really easy to go walk into somebody's house with you know, a bag or a cart full of product, right? That's easy. You know, they hand you a glass of wine, you know, everybody's having a drink, fun talking. That is easy. What people don't always think about is what it takes to meet the people you need. Because when somebody gets these businesses started, their upline is telling them, okay, family and friends, family and friends, family and friends.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right? But here's the thing. Once you run out of your family and friends, once all the ones who are willing to have a party for you, right, because they're doing it for you instead of themselves, when people get into that mindset of so-and-so already had a party for me, she won't do it again. Well, that's your problem. That's your first problem right there. You're not showing them the benefit of why they should have the party for them if they're into that particular product. Or secondly, you're not showing them the benefit of having the party and inviting people that you don't know so that you can get outside of your circle. So you can say, look, here's the deal. I know you love this, you know, kitchen product that I sell, or I know that you love this candles or the jewelry or whatever the product is. I know you love it. And here's the thing. I don't want to be begging you to buy it from me every month so that I can meet my quota. right? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. The person
right.
selling it, the people on the receiving end, nobody wants that. So by saying, if you can introduce me to people that I don't know, so for example, if it's, you know, your cousin and her husband go to a different church, guess what? There's a whole network of people that you don't know because they go and sit with them every Sunday in a different location, right?
Yep.
So they've got a whole network there. Their husband's coworkers, you probably don't know them, right? So it's learning how to tap into those outer networks so that you're not trying to sell to your family the same 15 people every single month. Because if you try and do that, people are going to get to the point where they see you at the post office or the grocery store and they turn around and run the other way as quickly as possible. Right?
Boom.
So they go, oh no, here comes Jenny. Oh crap, how do I get, you know?
Oh yeah.
She's going to try and sell me that thing again, right? If you don't want to do that, then it's really important to get outside of your friends and family network as quickly as possible. And that's really where a lot of people miss the boat and why, you know, it says 90% of direct sales reps are out in 5 years. I'd be willing to say probably 50% of them are done in the first year.
Yep.
I mean, done in the first year,
right?
Just because they've gone, all right, everybody I know has already had a party. I don't know what else to do. And their upline is trying to tell them, well, go do this. Oh, well, that costs money. I'm not going to put any more money into my business. Well,
right.
You know?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So I got to ask you, like, what is your why? Like, why do you do what you do? Why a speaker? Why did you choose direct sales?
I chose it because in the 7 years that I did it, I did see a lot of people come and go. And I did realize that there were a lot of people who weren't as lucky as I was. I had a really great mentor. I had a really great upline. She is a fabulous leader. She's amazing. And she really taught me a lot about the direct sales business, building relationship, the selling, the educated buying mindset. I learned a lot of that from her. And then I realized as I was talking to people in other companies that they weren't as lucky as I was. They didn't have somebody like that. They didn't have my mentor. They didn't have, you know, I'll name her by name, Mary Grace. They didn't have Mary Grace. So what I realized was there was a whole lot of people out there in this really great business opportunity, because where else can you start a business for $150? Where else can you start a business for $500? Almost nowhere.
Right.
You have to go get a loan if you want to start a traditional business, right? So
right.
To be able to start a business, you know, direct sales is a great way to get in. It has a really low entry point to get people in to help them out so that way they can turn around and start making money really quickly if they're willing to do the work, right? So for me, my why was helping people be successful at this really great opportunity, and they just didn't have the same mentor that I did. So I was
okay.
I'm going to go out and figure this out, and that's my why. And because a vast majority of people who are in direct sales, 76% of people in direct sales are female. Most of them are in direct sales, right? 76% of people in direct sales are women. And most of them, almost all of them are moms. Many of them are single. And this is their second stream of income. And this is the only opportunity they have to be able to pay for ballet lessons or to pay off that credit card or get their car paid off, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so trying to help and empower these women be successful in a business, because a lot of them, the reason they're looking for that second stream of income is because they're teachers. They are working service industry positions, right? So they're not in the business of having to run a business. So they don't know how to run a business. So who do you get to help you with your business? Well, in direct sales, they always look to their upline. But if your upline is always saying the same thing over and over again, they eventually go, well, there's nothing else for me to learn, and they give up. And really, it's really unfortunate for me, and it breaks my heart when I hear about people who've given up, because it's like, oh, you know, they just needed a coach.
Yeah.
They just needed a coach.
Definitely.
In traditional business, where do traditional business owners go when they're like, I need help figuring this out, and I can't talk to my employees because, you know, I'm their boss, right? Can't talk to them.
Right.
So where do they go? They go to business coaches.
Yep.
Right? They go search out a business coach. Well, I took a look around and I realized that there are not a lot of people who are in the coaching world who are coaching people in direct sales. There was this huge group of people, you know, 20 million people in direct sales in the United States alone who are not being serviced by the coaching industry. Certainly not to the level that coaches are servicing executives and traditional small businesses and things like that. So my passion are these women who are trying to just make it and maybe even pay for a nice extra vacation next year, you know?
Right.
So
yeah,
or earn that vacation, right? So for me, that's my why, is helping these women be successful in something so then that success then translates out into the rest of their life and they feel more confident going out into the world in other areas.
There you go. You know, I just off the top of my head, I would, because that blows my mind, like 76% of direct sales representatives and direct sales people are women. And I just automatically in my mind, I thought about Lisa Sasevich, who was like the converting queen. Like she's the sales, like converting, she's like the sales, watched a lot of her stuff. And so if I was going to start over, if I was going to get into direct sales, whatever, like I would seek out someone like her, or like you said, like Mary Grace, like I would, like that would be the person, you know, is there someone that you follow? Or is there someone that you know that is like, oh my gosh, like this is the person, like, is it a Mary Grace? Is that too, you know, is an amazing coach? Or is there somebody that you like, this is the top three people in direct sales?
For me, well, what's really interesting is the fact that you say, you know, my mentor, Mary Grace, she is one of the people I look up to because she is, like, her organization is number one in her company. Like, they've been, like, that particular group of people, her organization has been outselling entire, like, they're based out of St. Louis, and her organization that's based out of St. Louis is outselling entire countries like Mexico and Australia and the UK. And like, because they've been number one for 7 years running, like, you know, she's just a force. She is just a cult of personality. And so for me, I look up to her, not just because of the whole, you know, direct sales and the mentoring thing, but just because she's done all that and maintained a fabulous family relationship with her kids and her husband. And it's just been, you know, she's just fabulous at that. Let's see, who else do I look up to? Well, somebody that you met at the New Media Summit. One, my personal coach is Virginia Muskies. She is fabulous. I mean, she is just absolutely brilliant in so many different ways, but her networking knowledge is unsurpassed anywhere else. She is just fabulous, and I have learned so much from her and becoming an amazing networker, and the coaching that I receive with her has just taken me to the next level. It's been amazing. So Virginia is definitely up there. Who else do I look up to? Oh my gosh. In the coaching and business world. Well, I'd have to say, you know, I actually, there's the coach who got me into the coaching certification program that I with, his name is Tim Dean. He's a coach who works with millennials. And he is just amazing. And he's the one who, when I was talking to him saying, you know, tell me about this coaching thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he literally coached me into going and getting certified as a coach. He talked me through the process and like I made the decision myself, but he was just like asking all the right questions and, you know, based on my answers went, yeah, this sounds like this is, you know, all your milestones in your life seem to be leading towards coaching. This seems to be where you need to go next. So he's an amazing coach, a really great guy. So I'd say those are my three people I look up to in the direct sales coaching world. Yeah.
There you go. So I want to get to this this picture that they painted. So you are a science teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And something happens. You become a stay-at-home mom.
Yep.
Right? So take us. Who were you before you got to this moment? Who was Jenny Bellinger back when she was a science teacher transitioning to stay-at-home mom?
Gotcha. Well, I was working at this really cool place. It's called the Challenger Learning Center. It is a space education facility. So I was not just a middle school science teacher, but I taught the coolest part of science, which was space, right? There's two things in science that kids love, space and dinosaurs. And I taught one of them, right?
Right.
So two coolest things in science. Every kid loves space and dinosaurs. Every kid loves one or the other. They get fascinated. They love it. And so I absolutely loved teaching this space science curriculum that I had. And I was actually the education coordinator at the Challenger Learning Center. And so part of my job was training the teachers to get them ready to bring their students to the location for the field trip. Because we would take kids on these simulated space missions.
Right.
And so that's where my training background comes in. The whole training for over 10 years, because I was up in front of teachers training and, you know, taking kids up into space for many years before I left the education world. And so for me, that's where that training component comes from. But then I got pregnant with my oldest. And the location where I was working and where I live is about 45 minutes, and that's without traffic. So on a bad traffic day, I was on the road for over an hour one way just to get to and from work every day. And I can remember the moment where I made the decision where I was not going to, you know, keep working to pay for daycare. And it was when I was sitting stuck in traffic on Highway 70, and literally, like, it was a parking lot that particular day. It must have been an accident or something. And I remember looking down at my super pregnant belly and went, whoever is in here, if she were to get sick and I were stuck here, I'd be livid. I would be absolutely ticked off because I can't get to my baby because it's a parking lot. This is not why I'm becoming a mom, is to go pay for daycare. You know, I'm becoming a mom because I want to influence this human being. And, you know, I can't do that 4 hours a day, you know. So for me, that transformation came. That's where that transformation came from, or that decision to go from educator to stay-at-home mom. So I went from a classroom of 25 kids to a classroom of one for a couple of years. And then, you know, my business came along. So the business opportunity for direct sales, because at the time, I became a mom in 2008, which, of course, is right around the time when the real estate bubble popped, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it took about a year or so for that really to hit the Midwest. And so it got to be about 2010, and my husband and I were talking about maybe me going back into teaching just to make sure that we'd be okay financially and all that fun kind of stuff. But of course, because the real estate bubble had popped, we were in a recession. The state governments had no money, so they weren't hiring teachers.
Right.
They certainly weren't hiring teachers who had 5 years experience.
Yeah, right.
If they could hire someone straight out of college, I can pay you with 5 years of experience, or I can take this kid straight out of college and pay them $10,000 less per year. $10,000 that we don't have, so we need to go with them, right? So heard that many, many times during that interview process. And so I finally just went, okay, so what are my other options? And I got invited to one of those, you know, business opportunities and walked out of it with a business.
What was the business? Can you say what the business was?
I was with Park Lane Jewelry. It was a jewelry sales company. And for me, it fit very well, because at the time I was the tank top yoga pants wearing mom. You know, so for me to be able to go, all right, well, I really, every time I walk past a mirror or reflective surface, I'm seeing this ponytail, you know, tank top, yoga pants,
right.
whatever person. Right. Not feeling great about myself. And now there's this gorgeous jewelry that I absolutely fell in love with. And they're saying that I could have a business with this. And they were looking to grow my region because they literally had nobody in my area. Like, I was the first in my area to be doing this company. But the company had been around since 1955. So I was like, this is like the perfect storm of a company that is stable and has been around for a while. And but all the newness of nobody in my area having heard of it. This is perfect because it just seemed, and it was a great opportunity for me. And, you know, but I also went into it with the mindset of, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I am going to rock this. Like, I set my sights on, like, okay, what's the highest I can get in this company? That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going right there. That's me. That's going to be me. And I did that. I listened. I went to training as much as possible. I went and found other people in direct sales to talk to about it. And just took in as many mentors as I could. So I had a mentor from Mary Kay. She had been doing it at that point in time for about 8 years. And so she was willing to share information with me that she knew. And I was just getting all kinds of information from anybody who was willing to share, and reading, you know, business books and reading articles online and doing as much as research as I could, because I did not want to screw this up.
Yeah. So, well, that's interesting. I think that, you know, when people get into it, I think that's the mindset they have to have, is I'm all in. You know, not like, well, I'll try it out. I'll see. Like, if you're going to do something, you know, you got to go all the way. You got to go all in. Or you are going to fail. And I think that's why a lot of people fail, because, like, well, I'm not sure. I'll just try it. We'll just see what happens.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And I dig the jewelry. I mean, they have the ones that you can put, like memory jewelry. Like, you open up this big circle thing on a necklace, and you put, like, these colors or whatever inside of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a charm holder thingy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of people that have that, you know, and I think that's better than selling juice. you know? I think it's more, like you said, like, it's more stable, you know.
Yeah,
everybody
absolutely.
Wants jewelry.
Here's the really funny thing is people would say to me, well, yeah, but that's not consumable. You can only sell somebody so many necklaces. And I'm like, you obviously don't know people who are interested in the fashion world, because people
don't know
who are
women.
Interested in fashion, you know,
right?
Well, here's the thing. When you've got something that fashion literally changes every 6 months.
Yep.
It changes every 6 months based on weather patterns, based on the economy, based on all kinds of different things, right? And so with fashion changing so much, jewelry is a consumable. Fashion is consumable.
Yep.
You know, so it's just a matter of figuring out what cycle your clients and hostesses are on. So are they on the 6 month cycle, or are they more like a year at a time? So it's just finding out, you know, when do you want to have your next party to earn your next free stuff?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And
there you
pre-setting those bookings. So that way next year, all you're doing is following up and saying, hey, remember when you said you want to do this thing? Let's, you know, it's about that time, you know,
yeah.
So you're not having to worry about, do I have parties next year? Because you've already booked them out.
There you go. And I think a lot of people felt that. Like,
yeah, they're not looking
people.
Ahead. They want parties in the next 2 weeks. I want parties in the next 2 weeks, parties in the next 2 weeks. But if you don't do something to build out a month out, 3 months out, 6 months out, whatever it is that you're talking to, whoever's in front of you who just had a great party, they just earned X amount in free product, they had fun with their friends, you know, and then you're saying, look, here's the deal. We should do this again, don't you think?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it in 3 months, 6 months, or a year?
Yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
Every time I offered it up, now here's the thing: did I always remember to offer that? Not always, but every time that I did offer it, the hostess was like, "Yeah, let's do this again in 6 months. Yeah, let's do this again next year. This is the perfect time of year to do it because I have nothing else going on, and look, I had 15 people here, right? So, you know, it works if you continue to build out like that, and build your calendar far out, when you get to that point, you're not worrying about those, oh my God, I have no parties in the next 2 weeks, because you've already built your calendar out that way.
Right. Yep, exactly. So what do you think was that transformational moment that set you on the path to what you're doing right now?
For me, it was the realization that I was spending more time coaching my team to success than I was talking to my clients and customers and working on my own personal sales. I mean, I was still doing really well, don't get me wrong, but when I looked at how I preferred to spend my time, because we have two commodities in life, right? Time and money. You can always make more money.
Oh yeah.
You cannot get back your time. And so for me, I was like, if I have a choice to call a client or call a hostess who's going to be introducing me to 8 to 10 new people who are going to be, you know, creating my next paycheck, right? Or I can call my team member and talk to her about her goals and what are you doing to reach your goals and what are you going to do to reach your goals and what are your daily, you know, all those different things, the coaching. I preferred to make the coaching call every time. So for me, that
right.
realization happened. And then I started having people from other direct sales company asking me, will you help me promote? Because I've seen you help this person, this person, this person, you know, because direct sales is a very tight-knit community. We all know each other whenever you're in a particular region. They all know each other because they all go to the same events, right? They're standing around at their tables talking, you know,
yep.
trying to sell their product, you know.
Yep.
And they would see, you know, people tagging me on Facebook saying, thanks, Jenny Bellinger, for helping me promote to blah, 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 you know. And they go, well, can you help me do that? So I had people from other companies asking me, and so that's when I contacted my friend Tim and said, you know, hey, I'm starting to have these people contact me for this, and I don't feel comfortable with it because I'm not like a trained coach, you know, so I don't know what to do. I don't feel comfortable with it because I know my company. Like, I knew my direct sales company, Park Lane, inside out, backwards and forwards. I was literally referred to as the Google of Park Lane by somebody, right? If you have a question about Park Lane, you call Jenny Bellinger, right? That's what people, I was known as, you know, because she knew how to promote. She knew what it took, everything. And so, but I said, I don't know that about anybody else. And he goes, you don't have to. They need to know it. They're the ones who have to do the work, you know? And so I went, oh, tell me more. How does
that?
Right. Tell me more.
Maybe that's something.
And so but when he and I had that first initial conversation, it was like September, and I didn't call him back until December because I just let it ruminate in the back of my head, you know, and then I called him in December and I was like, I think we need to talk more about this coaching thing. I need to know more. Like, how do I do this? What do I do? You know, what, you know, and so we went out to dinner and that for me, him talking me through that process, that was really that. And then going through the actual certification process was a huge transformational moment for me because it felt like a full circle moment for me almost too, because I was learning a lot of information, but then a lot of the things we were talking about, because the particular coaching that I'm trained in is based in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is all mindset, language, and behavior based. And my degree, I have a college degree, a bachelor's in psychology, and I remember learning about NLP back in school. And then here I am hearing about it again. I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing that I thought I'd never have to do ever again is coming up in my life again. And it's basically going to now effectively be running my life for the next, you know, for the rest of my life. I'm going to forever be a coach, you know? So it was really interesting to have that aha moment of, oh, okay, you know, that change of going from being the direct sales businesswoman to now being the direct sales coach, you know, and seeing it come full circle from all the training that I did in my educational experience and then
there you go.
Know, to coaching.
So much for sharing. I think that not everybody can do this, But on the flip side, everybody can do this. You know what I'm going with that? Like,
yeah,
it's not for everybody. So if you're going to get into it, like, you got to make sure, you know, you could do this, though. It's not super difficult. I know, I knew so many people that I've talked to that are in Cutco that did Monavi, that do Unique, that do Pampered Chef, that do, like, I mean, and it's the same model. You know, you close this network and work yourself outwards. You know what I mean? But there is a certain doing things, and it's once you can unlock the skill of building relationships, and I think that what made me successful inside of that arena and direct sales and you know, multi-level marketing, all that, is referrals. Referrals were huge. Yep. I didn't care so much to put someone in my downline as I said, hey, where are we going next? Who do you know? Not for them. Not for, hey, if you sign up 5 of your friends, no. Send me to 5 of your friends and I'll sell them for you. You know what I mean? And I'll show you how to do this. And like, I learned a long time ago, because I have entrepreneur family members that have built just these amazing businesses. And the one thing I always learned is that you build relationships with people and they help you build the business. So if you can figure out referral marketing, if you can figure out how to have referral partners and create collaborations and videos, and you're just known as a like you said, the Google of Parkland, or you know, you're just known as a person of value, or you're the person that's like, yo, if you want to know about this business, like, you're this person is the go-to in sales and marketing and whatever. You know, once you're known as that and you're leaving a legacy, that's like, huh, that's it right there. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what all of that entire business model is based on. You know, it's all relationship. It's all 100% relationship. And that's, you know, that's why I have the thing about why selling sucks. The reason selling sucks is because you're thinking of it as selling. Selling is all about you. Selling has nothing to do with the person who's sitting in front of you. So when you change your mindset and switch it over to getting to know this other human being, who they are, what they want out of life, what their needs are, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, as you're getting to know them, eventually the natural human response is for them to ask you the same thing back. Well, I've been talking about me this whole time. Tell me about you. And so then they start asking questions about you, or if you were there with the intention of talking about your product or company or opportunity, you know, having that turning it into a conversation and then applying the things that they told you about them. You know, so I hear you say you've got, you know, 3 kids, 2 of them are in ballet and 1 of them plays soccer all the time. So it sounds like you probably have ballet lessons and soccer cleats to buy every 6 months as your kids' feet get bigger and blah, 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 blah. So you have these little extra financial things that probably kick into your budget every month, right? So it sounds to me like something like what I have to offer might help you with that, to make life a little bit easier for you, if you're interested, you know. So making it about that
emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not just the emotional, but just just making the connection for them and saying, hey, I'm actually listening to you and hearing what you have to say, and then applying it to this information and saying, look, this is the opportunity I have for you, choose it or not, but this is how I could see this working for you, you know, and just creating that relationship and honestly and actually caring about who that person is and wanting the best for them. And in some cases, the opportunity that you have may not be the best one for them, but that doesn't mean direct sales isn't for them. It just means that your company or your product is not the one that they're passionate about, and they're not going to do great at selling anyway. So sometimes it's a matter of listening to them and hearing what they have to say and go, you know what? My company, not a great fit for you, but here, let me introduce you to this other person, because you're really into health and wellness. So it sounds to me like you might be interested in this nutritional product or these essential oils, or would you like to meet someone? Because you know what, jewelry, not your thing. You know, yes, you enjoy wearing it, but you're not passionate about it. You're more passionate about this. Can I introduce you to somebody who has a better business model for you? You know, and then it's about them and understanding that. So, you know, occasionally I'd have team members who'd come to me and they'd be upset because this person that they had been grooming for bringing into the jewelry business all of a sudden signed on with some other company and it wasn't jewelry. And I'm like, well, that's okay, because you just would have been frustrated with them because that's not their passion.
Right.
Look at it. One person talked to them and they immediately jumped ship. That's because jewelry isn't their thing. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go find
yep.
people who jewelry is their thing. That's what you need to do. Don't try and bring anybody and everybody in. That's where you're cutting into your paycheck. What you want to do is find the people who have a passion for fashion. You know? That's
yep,
what you want
exactly.
to do. So, but creating that relationship is where that those customers, clients, and team members are going to come from.
Exactly. And so you and I, we speak on stages and go to all these events, and we've seen speakers sell from the stage. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've been there.
Yep.
What I think, and I always try to look at, I've learned to look at things from all sides. I mean, 360 degrees. I mean, we're looking at it. What I think is interesting is that, like I said before, people look at, you know, I'm in direct sales and they look at it automatically, you know, they're thinking like negative things. But a speaker selling to you is also in direct sales.
Yes.
A car dealership is in direct sales.
Yep.
Any Walmart is in direct sales. You know what I mean? Like, we need to get out of this mindset that, oh, direct sales is gross. Really? Never went grocery shopping?
Right.
Not one time?
Everybody is selling
every
something.
Day.
Everybody is selling.
My kids sell me bull crap every day while they can't clean their rooms.
So true.
Let's be real.
Yes.
Right? So are you? So there's something happening. There's something happening. There's a transaction taking place between you and your family, you and your kids. They're selling you on the reasons why they're failing in school. They're selling you on the reasons and whether you're going to buy it or not. There's, you know, they're selling you groceries. They're selling you a car. Someone is selling you, you know, hey, even the guys down the road, like, hey, I'm homeless with my homeless sign. Like, give me $5.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they. Army. It's funny.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So, I don't know. I think that, you know, what we discussed here today, I think that people can take and learn from, you know what I mean, which I think is super huge. And, you know, get out of this mentality that sales is gross and sales is icky, right? I mean,
right.
Oh,
well,
he's a sleazy. And there are people that do that, believe me.
Oh, yeah. There are people who are less than reputable in sales. And, you know, it's the people, you know, it's the few people who nagged, pushed, and didn't listen to
yeah.
the no,
yeah.
who didn't take the no,
right.
which everybody knows no means not right now or not with you.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
So they're the ones who have created this. And so, you know, part of my vision, mission, goal with my business is to work with people in direct sales to help change that view of direct sales, such that it's not this, you know, negatively viewed thing, because it is such a great opportunity for people who just need that extra $150 a month. It's amazing how just what seems so small to some people, an extra $150 to pay their car bill. So now they've got that extra $150 for groceries. So life is just that much less stressful for them. It's amazing how just little things like that, and then they see the opportunity for growth and more. And so they do just that little bit more. And now they've gone from making $150 a month to now they're making $400 a month. And the
yeah.
difference that makes in their lives, you know, and they're able to, you know, continue increasing that and going up in such a way that now they're making $1,000 a month. And oh my gosh, what does
right.
that do for them? You know, and
yep.
it's such a fabulous opportunity, and so many people do look on it negatively because of those few people who have,
mm-hmm.
you know, the few bad apples who spoil it for the bushel, right? Which is really
yeah.
unfortunate, but there's a whole lot of people out there who are doing really well at it without being that, pushy, naggy, you know, the whole quote unquote used car salesman stereotype, right?
Sure.
That somebody who's trying to con me into this, when really, if you're just having a conversation, building that relationship in such a way that people, you know, realize that you actually honestly care. And I, you know, I can be like, look, I could try and sell you that $150 necklace, but based on what you've told me about your style, that's not a good fit for you. You're never going to wear it. It's not a good value. And I don't care that I'm going to make $75 if you buy it, because you're never going to wear it and you're going to look at it and you're going to hate it. And then you're going to look at me when you see me in the grocery store and you're going to go, she made me buy that $150 necklace, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would much rather help you find this beautiful little $35 thing that you're going to wear that fits your style, fits who you are, you love it, you wear it, and it's a great value for you, because you don't just wear it once a year, but you turn around and wear it 4 or 5 times a week, and you're getting compliments on it. It makes you happy, and you feel better about yourself. That is what I want for you.
There you go. I love it. Love it. So where are you headed now? Any new adventures, businesses, family? Like, what does the rest of your 2018 look like?
The rest of 2018. Well, I am heading to the New Media Summit next week in San Diego, which I'm really excited about. And I'm actually from that going to be working very soon on actually setting up my own podcast. My goal is to have one set up by the end of the year, and have it be a direct sales based one, because, you know, here's the thing. I'm not putting down other direct sales podcasters, but many of them did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit with Anna Gasteyer and Molly Shannon, where they were the NPR radio people, and they talk just like this all the time, which is great. That is great for some people, and that's where a lot of the direct sales podcasters are. They're very sweet and very quiet. Obviously, that's not me.
Right.
I am very bold, very forward, very, you know, and so I'm loud. I make funny jokes and all of that kind of stuff. And what I want to do is work with people who are in direct sales and have them in to say, okay, let's hot seat you. Let's break down your business and see where you could be doing things better. And then we're going to work through this
together. Live coaching.
Live coaching on the air, so people can hear, oh, hey, I'm doing that thing too. Oh, she said not to do that. Okay, great. You know,
right.
Exactly. But it's going to be one that's a little more fun, a little more forward, you know, just because that's who I am. That's who Jenny is.
Do you have a name yet?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Badass. What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Badass Direct Sales Marketing, BDSM.
Badass direct sales marketing.
Badass direct sales marketing is what
That's
it is.
Awesome.
I've already bought it. I've already got the domain for it. So
oh,
now it's just
okay.
Setting up
never
all the stuff.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna offer something a little bit different, but that's cool. Do what you gotta do. Do your thing.
Right. Well, I bought the domain so that way I've got it, so no one can steal it. It's mine.
Right.
So
yeah,
now
right.
It's just a matter of podcasting that with other people. So it's about catching people's attention, but actually utilizing that opportunity to help people be more successful in their business.
I think a live coach would be great, because I think that people, I want to be coached by her. Well, I want to be coached by her. You know what I mean? Like, they'll start hearing
I hope
it.
So.
You know what I mean? Like, that's super cool. That is really cool. I like that a lot. Like a live coaching. Because here's – so I have a formula that I use. Okay? I always have a formula. It's the military in me. I have a strategy. I'm a tactitioner.
Right.
Yeah, strategies, formulas, you know, whatever. Everything I do, building businesses, whatever. Everything I do is based on 3 questions. And then after that, it's based on category design. So – if I do anything, I build a business, I do anything, it's 3 questions. Number 1, what will I do more of than anyone else that's doing what I'm doing? Either as a podcaster, as a speaker, as whatever I'm doing. What will I do more of than anybody else? The second question that I always ask, what will I do differently than anybody else? So as a podcaster, my show is hosted on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a live show. So literally people could call in right now, if you're listening, at 657 383-1109. If you're going to call, you better do it now because we're about to close the show. 1109. I'm a live show, not a Facebook show, not a LinkedIn show. I'm a live online radio show. I wanted to do FM, but then that only pigeonholes me to North Carolina. We're right. Heard in 46 countries, or probably 48 now if I had to check the stats. But that's where I want to be, is I want to be in the online space. That's what I wanted. I wanted the call-in show. I've had callers from Australia, England, Canada, United States. I mean, we've had callers from many different locations. So I think that's what separates me. You know what I mean? And I'm about transformation. I'm not a business podcast. I'm not a self-help podcast. Like, we literally talk about, you were one way, now you're this way. Fill in the gap. What was the in-between? Because that's what people want to know. People don't care that you did this or did this, or you're the Nobel Peace Prize winner. Like, nobody gives a crap about that. Like, they want to know how you did it. Like, how did you do this? And I unplug, right? And I literally pull the curtain back, and I say, this is exactly how you do this. That's really what separates me. And then the third question I always ask, and I feel like it's the most important one, how will you connect more than anybody else? I feel like if you're not building relationships, then you're going to fail pretty quickly. If you're not being referred to people, you're going to die pretty quickly. So I want to know how I can connect with people. That's what I want to know. So those are the three questions I always ask before I build a business, before I go on stage, before I do anything. I answer those three questions. And it's served me very well so far.
I love it. It's a really great system for making sure that you're staying within your passion and staying within your wheelhouse of being strong in the transformation arena. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So as we close the show, we always close it with two things. We close it with a shameless plug and a call to action. So here's your shameless plug moment. You can plug a friend, quotes, websites, Facebook, your products, whatever it is that you have, whatever you love, movies, whatever. Shameless plug moment. Go.
All right. Well, I am looking actually to get more people on my Facebook page. My Facebook business page, because I will be creating an online community. That's one of the other things I'll be doing by the end of this year as well. And so the people who are connected with me on Facebook will have the opportunity to get into this online community for a really, really, really low rate to help each other build, grow, and create coaching and support for everybody involved. So go check out my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/levelupcoachllc.
Cut out a little bit. Say that again.
Sorry. My Facebook page is facebook.com/levelupcoachllc. And that's LevelupCoachllc.
Level Up Coach. So can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Oh, that's a really good question. I've got to go with, you know, given that Maya Angelou's birthday is this week, one of my favorite all-time quotes of hers is, when you know better, you do better, and then it's your responsibility then to actually do it. You can't pretend like you don't know anymore, you know? So I love that. When you know better, you do better.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, Joe. You have been an amazing, amazing guest.
Thank you.
And I hope you the best safe travels and everything at the New Media Summit next week. I wish I could go, but I've got other things that have come up. So yeah. I'm super jealous. Super jealous.
We will be missing you, and I'm sure we'll see you at the next one.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I'm at the next one. For sure, for sure. So, again, thank you so much for being a guest. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing guest, another impactful episode. If anything resonated with you, find Jenny Bellinger. If you're in direct sales, look out for her podcast. Look out for her community because it's coming. with hellfire and brimstone. She's bringing the pain. So www.facebook.com/levelupcoachllc. She's also on LinkedIn at the same Level Up Coach LLC. If anything resonated on this show, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play Music app. Wherever you find podcasts and listen to podcasts, I suggest that you subscribe there so you never miss an episode. As we close, I always end this with a saying, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the value that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, you have a great night.